The first reference to a castle here dates to 1044. This was a strategic position as it made it possible to watch over a large territory as well into the clefts of the gorges. From the 12th century, the manor was progressively added to, both in height and size, in order to match both the prestige of the Viscount of Marseille's family and the defence requirements. In 1266, a marriage between Sibylle de Marseille d'Evenos and Emmanuel de Vintimille marked the arrival of this great Italian family on the local political scene. In the 14th century, the invention of artillery means that the northwest apertures at the bottom of the Santa Barb Hill had to be blocked. The castle was turned into a fortress. From the 16th century, the castle played an important role in the defence of the coasts. It was used as a relay for the transmission of alarm signals between C4 and Evenos. Fires were started on the heights to signal the approach of barbarian pirates. One name from this time is known to us, Bertrand III of Marseille, Lord of Olioule in the 16th century and faithful defender of Provence. According to a legend, he was covered with honours by the beautiful Queen Jeanne of Provence for his battle heroics. Rumour has it that she was not insensible to his charms. In 1520, the castle was deserted and the village inhabitants used it as a stone quarry. It was acquired by Mr. and Mrs. Pages in 1974 and they saved it from complete destruction. It was then donated to the city for the symbolic sum of 1 franc. From the castle's terrace, you will be able to admire the panoramic view. You will see the old castle of Evenos, as well as the remains of a church that used to belong to the community of the Oratorians, and that was unfortunately destroyed in 1793.
After visiting the castle, you can walk on the hillside and see the rowan, medlar, hackberry and fig trees, wild asparagus, thyme and rosemary. If you want to look for them and pick some, just as they did in the olden times, take the walking path GR51 that starts on the left of the entrance of the castle. The itinerary takes you about 20 minutes each way. If you want to experience the medieval past of Olioule, let yourself be guided by the official guides of the West Var Intercommunal Tourist Office. Please contact 04 94 63 11 74.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée. With its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.